Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Can-Am off-road vehicles are built for this. And right now, farmers and ranchers can receive a $1,500 rebate off select 2019 Defender models, so you can become built for this, too. Built for what? Built for getting through the workday and the 7-day work week. Built for whatever it takes, whenever you need it. Get to your local Can-Am dealer today for a rebate up to $1,500 on select 2019 Defender models. Hurry, this offer won't last long.
Visit your local Can-Am dealer today. Certain restrictions apply, subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
Many of our Oklahoma cotton crop producers are still trying to harvest this year's crop, and very little of the 2018 crop has been ginned to date. But Oklahoma State cotton crop specialist Dr. Seth Bird says early indications are it's going to be an okay crop, not the record of a year ago, but still.
Overall, it's not been the easiest season ever, but, you know, I guess there's never an easy season, but we've come through it pretty well. We're not going to see the yield, you know, per acre numbers that we saw in 2017, but I think our overall production and what I've been hearing back from our producers, everybody seems happy with what they got this year. It probably turned out better than we thought.
Last year's Oklahoma cotton crop totaled 1 million bales. First time we've produced that much cotton since the 1930s. This year, a little smaller, as we've talked about, 800,000 bales right now predicted in the latest USDA crop production numbers from earlier in the month of December. For 2019, it's a little early to say as of yet, but Dr. Bird says a lot of talk about more Oklahoma cotton acres in the coming year.
So I'm conservative when it comes to these kind of things, and I think what you just said, a few more acres, is kind of what I've been saying. You know, I think we could certainly in Oklahoma hit the 800,000 mark. We'll probably, from what I've heard, every indication is that we're going to go over 800,000. But I've also heard several folks that are certainly well connected and know the industry and know our state say that we're going to go well beyond that.
Oklahoma State University Extension cotton crop specialist Dr. Seth Bird. The majority of the U.S. Department of Agriculture has not been disrupted by the partial government shutdown, at least as of yet. If the dispute between Congress and the White House drags on, it could potentially affect how quickly the second round of trade aid payments get to farmers. Farm Service Agency offices have been open after Christmas this week. They remain open through today, Friday, but after that, the money appropriated in previous years will run out. If the standoff continues into January, it will more than likely affect the timing of at least a portion of those MFP payments. According to a Farm Journal, if the dispute does drag into early January, the Farm Service Agency will likely have to extend the application deadline for those payments, which is currently January 15th. That would be just one consequence of any potential work stoppage at USDA. There's also some major reports that could be disrupted if the shutdown does drag on into the new year. USDA would not get to issue some major reports, including the daily export sales numbers. Matter of fact, those numbers will not be out this week. One other report that may be delayed if this shutdown continues well into January is that cattle inventory report set for the latter part of January out of the National Ag Statistics Office. You've got farm news on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.